So what's the next big thing, by the way? It's called 5G. Have you heard of it? Everybody's talking about it. Frankly, I'm not the techiest guy in the world, so I actually had to Google it this afternoon to find out more about what 5G, what is 5G? So I looked at Wikipedia, and here's what I found out that Wikipedia says. 5G, according to Wikipedia, is the latest generation of cellular communications targeting high data rates, reduced latency, energy savings, cost reductions, higher system capacity, and massive connectivity. There you go. A bunch of big words that may mean something to you, maybe not. But it does sound impressive, right? Who wouldn't want all of that? Well, some might ask, there's got to be a catch. Latest on 5G, and I guess the question would be that. Here's the setup. Ba-dum-bum. Is there a catch?
There is, just a small one. It might kill you.
Good to know.
Today we're going to wrap up the 5G conversation with part two. Part one, appropriately titled 5G Conspiracy Theory Part One, The Kill Grid. We reviewed the official language of what this technology is, the increased speeds that we will see with the new technology, with the new rollout. We hinted a little bit about big telecom and how the internet service providers are pushing this through. We talked a little bit about the Internet of Things. This is the idea that all the little devices and gadgets will all be connected to the internet, and arguably they will create a network to make your life so much better. We went through the first source, a YouTube video called 5G Apocalypse. We talked about some of the ideas that fell out from that, some of the quotes from Rudolf Steiner, an occultist. We went a little bit into his philosophy of how, you know, he was kind of warning us. He says, now you must not forget that electricity always works in the higher organization, the head organization, both of man and animal, and correspondingly on the root organization of the plant. Now, all that language about plants and minerals and animals and man, that is occult language. You have to look for that, because in their version of history, all of these different forms of evolution play a role. The role that they're talking about here will be very important, because man is to evolve into the next form, the higher form of consciousness, since we already evolved from the vegetable and the mineral to the animal and now man. We must move forward as the transhuman, which we could go off on a tangent talking about a certain billionaire pedophile named Jeffrey Epstein. Allegedly. Is it allegedly? I'm saying allegedly. I don't want to get involved in all that. But we are not, because Epstein was, in fact, looking to invest a lot of money into the transhuman movement, because the Illuminati want it that way. Today's topics, we're gonna go through a couple more sources. We're gonna get a little fringier than the last time. And look, I gotta apologize. I released part one. When did I release part one? It was about 2 weeks ago. And I released two episodes since then. And I realize I'm going out of sequence here. I got sidetracked. I started researching the Kardashian family, because I got a whole show about that coming out. Kim the Trash Can Kardashian, as Mark Dice puts it. He's about a jackass, isn't he? and honestly, the real Mark Dice probably isn't a jackass, but the character he plays certainly is. I don't follow him at all. I've heard him so much in passing that I couldn't not say that. But we are going to analyze the Kardashian family. That's coming up real soon. Probably the next show. Maybe. But we're talking about 5G today. And I wrapped up part one. If you haven't heard it, go back. At the end of July 2019, I had part one. And I wrapped it up talking about how my concern, one of the concerns I had besides the transhuman stuff, is that this directed energy could be used as surveillance within your home. The sanctity of your home, because they're going to put these small cells outside of every few homes. They got to have them every so many feet. And they're going to beamform the 5G signal into your device, point it right at you. And the concern here is, of course, that everything inside your home, this Internet of Things, will be mapping out your entire life. For who? Big telecom. So to jump right back into it, we're going to continue our conversation about the 5G apocalypse video. It continued to push these ideas of altering consciousness through this network of 5G signals. Now, to play devil's advocate, I would argue that 4G or LTE, if you recall from our first part, they never really released a 4G. We never saw the speeds that the 4G promised. They gave us this half-assed version of 4G. It's more of a 3G plus called LTE because big telecom wanted to hurry up and try to make that money, trying to stack that cheddar. But that this LTE 4G that we're already saturating our environment, it could be that the 4G waves are actually already filling our environment more than the 5G millimeter waves will, because as we talked about, the 5G will use a smaller, higher frequency waveform, the 5G millimeter waves. Now, I believe there's some value in exploring the idea that the adverse biological effects can occur from this increased density of signals. In fact, if you look, this was news since the last show on August 2nd, 2019, hundreds of bees dropped dead around the 5G towers in California. Bizarre footage showing hundreds of bees dead on the floor surrounding what appeared to be two 5G towers has gone viral. Because, you know, in California, they're on a mega woke granola status, and they are aware of this sort of stuff. And look, I'm right there with them. I'm concerned about it, right? Because the radiation from these electromagnetic signals are most definitely considered unhealthy. It's just a matter of how much exposure you can have before something bad happens to you. And they don't really know how to define that. They say they do. But there's quite literally thousands of studies showing a connection here. So there's no debate that there is damage to be caused by the radiation. The question is, how much can the human body sustain? You can go to powerwatch.org. They list so many studies if you doubt that there are studies, in fact, connecting this. But you know, we're all going to die. We're not making out of this alive. So I'm not thinking that you want to give up every sort of convenience that technology offers. I'm not advocating for Unabomber Ted Kaczynski living. I'm just saying, for sure, there's no positive impact in the environment of adding more signals to this grid. Now, in 1993, the IEEE and the FCC, basically nerds, they come up with some more rules. No doctors, just scientists and engineers. They came up with limits to the EMF exposure, and it was intended to address short-term exposure. This is 1993 now. It was talking about short-term exposure, not actually living inside of this mesh, this network mesh of EMF radiation. And as we already know, the FCC is dominated by the industry lobbyists from the companies that they intend to regulate. Like the 5G apocalypse video goes into Tom Wheeler's prior big telecom experience before becoming the chairman of the FCC. Much like the current one, Ajit Pai, he's the current chairman of the FCC. He worked for Verizon. And if you recall, he pushed through those controversial net neutrality rules once he took charge of the FCC. Net neutrality, which basically allows these internet service providers to control the speed at which you connect with sites they deem unworthy. Sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. And if you didn't think that this was going to happen, think again, because like Google and the YouTube, they already, you know how difficult it is to find conspiracy videos on there. They just filter things and make it a little more inconvenient, slow down access to the websites. Bada bing, bada boom. Now, another concern the documentary suggests is that the insurance companies won't cover the damage from the wireless signals. I did some researching online. Told me to a lot of there's a lot of sketchy websites and no sources. I mean, you could get lost in this real quick. But many of them pointed to this Lloyd's of London risk assessment report that supposedly said that 5G was akin to asbestos. So I looked around because, like I said, a lot of these sketchy websites don't give you the sources. They just repeat without citing it, which is no good to me because I'm here to give you the truth. But I was able to find it. If you look up Lloyd's of London, the November 2010 risk assessment report, you can look at it, and you actually could not find one mention of the 5G, EMF, or asbestos. So I thought, well, this is fake news, right? But then I was digging around, and the confusion that happened was that it wasn't actually in a risk assessment report, which is what a lot of these websites claim it was. Instead, it was the same month, November 2010, they had a post online that actually did support this claim. And I'm going to read it to you. Save you a little time. I know you don't want to look it up. It says, mobile phone use has increased rapidly worldwide since the early 1990s. In June 2009, there were more than 4.3 billion mobile phone connections around the world. Mobile phones emit radio and microwave frequency EMF fields, and there are many concerns about the possible health effects of such EMF exposure. There has been wide coverage of this issue in the press, as well as a large body of scientific research into the issue. Unfortunately, due to the potential long-term impacts of EMF exposure on health, there are so far no definitive conclusions as to whether EMF is harmful or not. To judge any potential impact of EMF on the insurance industry, let me step out for a minute, because Lloyd's of London is some big insurance outfit that, I don't know, they're a gold standard for it. I don't really know, but that they're related to insurance is all you need to know. It says, to judge any potential impact of EMF on the insurance industry, we should look at both the available scientific research and the implications that a conclusive link between EMF and disease could have to applicable policies. This report looks first at current views on EMF as stated by international bodies such as the World Health Organization and the European Union, and then goes on to examine recent scientific research into the field. It finally considers the implications for the insurance industry by scrutinizing current legal cases on EMF and any comparisons which can be drawn with asbestos. Now, and you got to dig a little further, but what they're doing here is they're basically saying asbestos was kind of like EMF, where for a while they thought, oh, this is great, no harm can be had from this. Well, bam, mesothelioma. Is that what mesothelioma is? But I dug a little deeper for you. The claim, you go into, again, November 2010. That must have been a hot month for EMF research. The claim comes from Lloyd's of London's Electromagnetic Fields from Mobile Phones Recent Developments report. If you go to the executive summary, item 6, here it says, EMF cases could be more complex than asbestos claims. Similar issues would occur, such as the definition of an actionable injury, policy triggers, and apportioning liability. The latter would be even more difficult than asbestos cases, since in 70 to 80% of cases, mesothelioma is caused by exposure to asbestos, whereas brain cancer arises in many more cases where there has been no exposure to EMF. Now, the conclusion here, because I know, finally, right, we're getting to it. The conclusion states that the large bulk of scientific evidence shows that exposure to EMF from mobile phones does not cause cancer, with the exception of exposure over 10 years, where there are some indications of an increased risk of certain types of brain cancer, namely acoustic neuromas and gliomas. So, we can, in 10 years, have you been using a phone since 2009? I know I sure have. We can see that, in fact, I've been using mobile phone since 99. That's right. I had the big brick. You know, the phone was easy and cheap to get, but the minutes were outrageous. So you had to look cool with the phone, but you couldn't load any minutes on it. So you had a pager too at the time. You had a pager for the pay. You paid the bills on the pager and you walked around with a cell phone. Now we can see that the conspiracy theories were just a little off on their citation. Okay. That's the truth, but they're definitely close enough to vector you in the right direction. The takeaway here is that Big Telecom knows that the jury is still out on all of this research, which is why Apple buries the radiation warning inside of every iPhone. If you open your little iPhone, you can dig around those menus and you can find it. You can find, in fact, let me tell you how to do it. I'm doing it right now. If you type in, oh dear, this is taking longer than I thought. Okay, here we go. If you do the little down swipe, search your iPhone, type in RF exposure. It's in the general settings. Go to about and then go to legal, and you can read the actual RF exposure stuff. It talks about the specific absorption rate, about using hands-free devices to reduce your exposure and all that. Why do you think they do that? It's a legal requirement there of some kind. Maybe so you can't sue them. I don't know. Now, the video, we're back on YouTube here. The video goes on to implicate President Bill Clinton for signing the 1996 Telecommunications Act. When that went into law, if you look at Section 704, it basically says that health concerns mustn't interfere with the placement of the equipment for Big Telecom. That means that the placement of these cell phone towers takes precedence. Their desires are more important than yours. And it is true. I also checked that out too. The actual language says the new law preserves local zoning authority, but clarifies when the exercise of local zoning authority may be preempted by the FCC. I am not a lawyer, and that is not legal advice, but that is how I would read that. Now, the video continues to assault this 5G revolution by citing the lack of the long-term studies, true, the vulnerability of developing children's brains to EMF, also true, and the many various studies linking EMF exposure to cancer, also true. And another problem I see is that we've got a revolving lobbyist door between Big Telecom and the FCC defining the safety limits on this non-ionizing radiation exposure. For example, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said, "We won't wait for the standards." And that was in response to the slowing down the rollout of 5G for the sake of the exposure studies.
"We need to speed the deployment of 5G here on our shores. Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future. We won't wait for the standard."
To exacerbate things, we've actually dubbed it the new space race. Can you believe that? We're again fighting China and Russia, claiming it's so important for America to come in first at all costs. And not to go on a side tangent too hard, but we're going to talk about the Netflix show The Family, so I'm going to need you to watch that, because it's very important. Some of the things they're talking about here, some of the language they use, and to give you a overview of it, they talk about how putting their people into power must come at any means necessary. And one of the ideas that I'm sort of toying with in my mind, and you got to watch it for it to make sense, and I'll go into a little more in depth. But the idea, and this goes all the way back to the 30s and through the 50s, 60s, 70s, through the space race and the Cold War, and the whole thing was the family is like this invisible Christian organization. I put Christian in quotes because they're not really Christian. It's like this weird version of they think Jesus Christ would have been a Navy SEAL and needs to be like this dictator is kind of what it seemed like. And they admire modern day Russia, but that's beside the point. The issue they had in the Cold War was that the Soviets were communist and they were essentially atheist. And in America here, they wanted to combat that and show the superiority of the Christian nation. They wanted to brand America as the Christian nation, defeating the evil Soviet atheists. Now, you hear it multiple times, them talking about how by any means necessary that they need to win this war of ideas. Don't you think that they would have been obliged to win the space race back then? Even if that meant faking the moon landing. That's right. Stanley Kubrick was in on it. It's official. They faked the moon landing because by any means necessary, they had to win. They had to win. They had to beat the Soviets to prove that Jesus Christ was looking down from the clouds onto a big, beautiful America with old glory. And it's a wild documentary. I advise you to watch it. I will be talking about it. But again, we're seeing that happen again. Tom Wheeler, FCC, talking about how the 5G is the new space race and we got to beat China and Russia. And America must come in first. They're calling it the 5G fast plan, and it will reassure American dominance by getting rid of the red tape and allowing big telecom to take control. My God, what could go wrong? Now, we're going to move on to another video by Mouthy Buddha. Okay. And this video delves into exposure issues from EMF signals, which I alluded to earlier. Many studies out there. I won't rehash all of them, but there's a lot of them out there, okay? And this video also referenced the study that proved rats, babies, and children's, they all absorb the RF signals, and there is a leakage that happens at the blood-brain barrier. Now, I looked deeper into this study, and I pulled out an interesting little passage for you. It says, the National Toxicology Program concluded there is clear evidence that male rats exposed to high levels of RF radiation, like that used in 2G and 3G cell phones, not even 4G, not even LTE, not even 5G, but 2G and 3G cell phones, developed cancerous heart tumors. There was also some evidence of tumors in the brain and adrenal gland of exposed male rats. Sounds good, right? Now, if you read further into the study, I learned that there was a $30 million 10-year study that concluded in November 2018, the most comprehensive study to date. Pretty recent findings, okay? We're talking November 2018. And the counter argument provided that study of the rats and the leakage of the blood-brain barrier, when I talk about the 2G and 3G cell phone signals and how it caused cancerous tumors in the hearts of these rats, that was the $30 million 10-year study, okay? Now, the counter-argument that they provide are that these rats are exposed to far more radio frequency radiation than humans could ever receive. They say that the exposure to the radiation began in the womb for these rats, and then at 5 to 6 weeks old for mice, and it continued for 2 years with intermittent radiation, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, 9 hours per day, ranging from 1.5 to 6 watts per kilogram in the rats. and then 2.5 to 10 watts per kilogram in the mice. Now, how does that compare to humans? Well, the iPhone warns you that the exposure level is 1.6 watts per kilogram. And let me go back. They exposed these rats that got the tumors at 1.5 to 6 watts per kilogram. 1.5 to 6 watts per kilogram. Humans, the iPhone is warning you that 1.6 watts per kilogram. So, I mean, make of that what you will, but I interpret it as big telecom knows they can push your exposure to a certain limit with minimal liability. Now, worse yet, the debunk of the counter argument is that we do in fact actually hit those levels often. For instance, if you're using your cell phone and there's a weak signal, the radiation from that phone is at a much higher spike. And you can look up videos on how that works. I'm not going to try to explain it because I don't understand it, right? Just know that you hit those levels. You might not hit them for 9 hours a day, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. But it's of concern, right? And the video claims that we've all already been infected. It's just a matter of time before all these cancerous tumors appear. They call it latency. It's the time between the first exposure to the actual tumor. Kind of scary. And they cite a Hiroshima bomb study that showed a 40-year delay in the cancer rate increases. Should you not believe that latency was such a thing? And when I researched that claim, there was a wide variety of results. It turns out it depends on how old the person is when they were exposed to that Hiroshima bombing, what type of cancer, their lifestyle, etc. But I did see latency periods for lung cancer that showed the shortest period to be 10 to 15 years. If you want to nerd out on that, look up expected incidence of cancer following nuclear war. It's a study that was done. But the issue here that we're talking about are these high doses of ionizing radiation. That's the ionizing radiation was the Hiroshima bomb, right? Which isn't the same as the cell phone radiation, which is non-ionizing. Although non-ionizing radiation can cause damage at very high levels, but still. And this video, this Mouthy Buddha video, it cites many different studies that connect increases in brain cancer and glioblastoma tumors due to the wireless cell phones. Now, at this point in my journey, it became clear to me that some level of risk exists here for these high levels of non-ionizing radiation, cell phones, and 5G. Big telecom wants 5G small cells everywhere. Big Brother wants 5G superiority over this new space race. And the people who protest all of this need to put up a pretty significant fight. Why? Because, well, the FCC is in bed with big telecom, and these engineers and the capitalists are determining what should be deemed safe for your health and well-being. Sounds kind of scary to me. But, you know, I'm a little more granola than most, so that's, you know, just a full disclosure there, right? Now, another crazy thought is that 5G paves the way for a new virtual reality, the 6G digital matrix. And we're talking about, of course, the ultimate end game, uploading digital consciousness and full sensory connections to the network, deceiving the five senses, making you feel like the reality you're living in is true when it is not. Wild stuff, very science fiction-y, but like I say all the time, science fiction precedes science fact. Now, while I was wrapping up my research into 5G, I saw a curious article in the New York Times titled, "Your 5G Phone Won't Hurt You, But Russia Wants You to Think Otherwise." And it gave me pause because it details the Russian state propaganda news outlet RT and how it's trying to further destabilize America by undermining trust in our leaders, institutions, and political life. As if we needed any help undermining trust in our leaders and institutions. And look, and to play devil's advocate, I did talk to a friend about the RT, and they said, well, you know, it's nice to have a news outlet that is unplugged from the influences of the American Illuminati, should we call it that. So, hey, you know, take that for what it's worth. Maybe RT's trying to help us out. I don't think so, but maybe. And this is all a lot of personal, subjective sort of worldviews. Do with it what you will. I'm just trying to point you in a direction to help you out so you can decide if you want to stand outside of Verizon with a bullhorn and a protest picket sign, or if you just want to let the 5G saturate your brain and coast off into the digital matrix hell sunset. No judgments. Now, the segment on RT America called A Dangerous Experiment on Humanity, it had a reporter, and that's what this New York Times article is referencing, right? And you can watch that clip online. It had a reporter with these horrifying statements about how 5G might kill you. And then they link it to Alzheimer's and autism, brain cancer, heart tumors, which, like I said, kind of, right?
Latest on 5G, and I guess the question would be that. Here's the setup. Ba-dum-bum. Is there a catch?
There is. Just a small one. It might kill you.
Good to know.
So you'll find...
How so?
Well, a few days ago, actually, a group of scientists, doctors, environmental organizers, and concerned citizens got together, and they called for the urgent stop to the deployment of 5G. They said that it's been proven harmful to human bodies, that this is an experiment on humanity, and that this should be called a crime under international law. Let's talk about today's technology, what we have going on today. Your phone is constantly sending electromagnetic fields in and out of each other. Whether or not you're receiving a notification right now, all of our digital tech sends this data back and forth, right, using these invisible microwave radiation signals, aka radio frequency radiation.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's today's tech. We have every cell tower, every router constantly pulsing with radiation, whether or not you're using it. Science shows that this causes DNA damage, cancer, among other things. But don't take my word for it.
And that's just with 4G.
That's just with today's technology.
Before we get to 5G, right now you got some of it, but
exactly.
Not that much.
Let's listen to what Dr. Sharon Goldberg has to say. She's a clinical researcher and an internal medicine physician. This is what she has to say about what we're using today.
Wireless radiation has biological effects, period. This is no longer a subject for debate when you look at PubMed and the peer-reviewed literature. These effects are seen in all life forms, plants, animals, insects, microbes. In humans, we have clear evidence of cancer now. There is no question. We have evidence of DNA damage, cardiomyopathy, which is the precursor of congestive heart failure, neuropsychiatric effects.
And while some of those ideas seem true, based on the studies like the brain cancer and the tumors, I couldn't help but wonder how to reconcile the fact that we're being told that we're in a race with Russia and China to build a 5G infrastructure, yet the Russian Times are warning us about the 5G. It doesn't make sense, does it? Now, the New York Times article claims that we're in the middle of a propaganda economic war with Russia. The Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the launch of Russian 5G on February 20th, 2019. So it seems that they very well could have an interest in slowing down the American 5G rollout by stoking fears into the public. They want you to go out and protest and slow down the placement of all these cell towers and all this stuff. Maybe. The Russian scare tactics are concerning, but I'm almost on board with a lot of these ideas. And it's quite possible that both things do exist. It could be that Russia is trying to assert 5G dominance by campaigning to make conspiracy theorists talk about the dangers of 5G and cause protest and slowing down the rollout. That could happen, and it could also be that 5G really is dangerous to both us and Russia. But as you can see, it's of no concern to Russia. They are not slowing down their rollout. So if that is the case, then their people are getting the kill grid as we speak. Now, my personal conclusion, and this is where we wrap it up, folks, and I let you, this is like me letting go of the bike seat, and you're on the two wheels. My personal conclusion is 5G, it's the next evolution. It's saturating our environment with more man-made EMF signals, and it could be used against us by manipulating our health and increasing surveillance. We already know our bodies are under full attack from big food and big pharma through the genetically modified organisms, the artificial foods, and the colorings that give you ADD and medications with all these unknown side effects. Our minds are polluted with distractions of pop culture. This is the bread and circus, much like the before the fall of Rome. The mind and the body are connected, and they work as an electric field. So, between the toxic we already live in, and the food, the poison we consume, and the EMF signals outside the body, 5G will only make these issues worse. A great TED talk from Berkeley goes into these ideas, and it's Berkeley, of course. I know that's like granola ground zero, but it goes into the ideas of holistic issues from EMF, and it talks about the fact that our body uses tiny electrical signals between cells in our nervous system to communicate. So to me, it's quite possible that pushing more directed energy into our bodies couldn't possibly have a positive effect, only negative. Only negative. Is it worth it? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Is it going to be worth it for faster internet? I'd argue no. Take note of a Newsweek article titled, "Radiation from Cell Phones, Wi-Fi is Hurting the Birds and the Bees, 5G May Make It Worse." It refers to an EU review body called Eclipse that reviewed 97 studies on EMF radiation and its effects on the environment. What was the conclusion, you ask? Well, it said it could pose a potential risk to birds and insects by altering their orientation and plant health. Because there's all these articles talking about this stuff. And it's like Alex Jones said, they're turning the freaking frogs gay. You know, Alex Jones, he's crazy, but he's right most of the time. Because that's that atrazine chemical in the water was, in fact, changing the gender of frogs. He was right. Look at the previous studies from 2010. It found that EMF radiation may have played a role in the decline of some animal and insect populations because it disrupts their magnetic compass that they use when they migrate. The 5G revolution, it will definitely benefit those interested in tracking us. It'll be beneficial to those interested in taking money from us. And sure, we'll have faster download speeds, more connected devices. Is it worth it? Do you need your refrigerator to tell you when the milk's getting low? That hormone estrogen-filled milk with all the... You know, they got to keep those cows pregnant nonstop. They're filling it with all the chemicals, all the estrogen. They're putting it in the milk, putting it in your body. But it's like... Is having that Amazon Alexa device worth having Amazon spy on your private conversations? And for some people, that answer is yes. Some people don't care. For me, it's a hard no. You can miss me with that bullshit with the Amazon, Google Play, whatever those things are called, little speakers funneling all your information, all your conversations, right to these billionaire assholes that share it with the enemy and with all these people who want to listen on your personal conversations. Invasion of privacy, I say. Now, these scientists... They claim that all the radiation is safe, just like how, you know, GMOs and the fake food is nutritionally equivalent. Oh, sure. Toxic food products are safe. Now, to me, it depends on your definition of safe. If food making us sick and obese and diabetic, what would you say? Would you say it's safe? I don't. Because that's what the processed food movement gave us. That's what the high fructose corn syrup gave us. I would postulate that 5G directed energy will also induce more anxiety and more irritation into the people. And in America, we can't handle it. We can't handle it. They're freaking out. They're shooting the places up. We can't take it. Our bodies can, in fact, deal with some of these electronic signals. I'm not denying that. I'm sure that's a thing. But I think it comes at a cost. I think there's a dip in the immune system. These aren't hard quantifiable numbers and metrics, so these scientists don't get it. They don't understand the idea of a holistic environment. But the body is a system, And if it's not given the rest and the nutrients it needs to focus on repair and healing, it'll fall apart. Arguably, that's why we've got the autism and the cancer everywhere. There's no clear explanation for why those things are there, but maybe there's a much higher concern to have here with the 5G. And to go a little further down that rabbit hole, we could also see how this plays into the occult. That's why you're here. We're here to talk about the occult. The transhumanism efforts. More technology that will be integrated into our bodies in this 5G grid accustoms our biological organs to cope with these EMF signals, these man-made signals all around us. Have you seen the horns? They're called skull horns, growing from people's dumb heads from using the cell phones too much. Look it up. They're actually literally changing our bodily composition. And the 5G network will, of course, give way to the 6G network. And all the five senses can be deceived into believing any version of reality. It's this nightmarish blend of Rene Descartes and Project Bluebeam coming at you. Believe it or not, the technology is changing mankind into something. Something else. It's a revolution of the human body. I think there's genuine concern to be had here, which is something that Bill Gates and Steve Jobs know, because they won't even allow their children to have cell phones.
I think the story is about how Silicon Valley executives do not let their kids use the devices, how they have all these schools in places where there's zero technology, should tell you a whole lot.
Steve Jobs, who invented the iPad, famously said he wouldn't let his young kids use them. Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, said last fall that his 11-year-old son did not have a phone. And spirited tech exec Mark Cuban says he bribes his son with money not to play video games and has a special router that allows him to see what apps these kids are on and even shut devices down. Tech titans and philanthropist Bill and Melinda Gates say they didn't give their children smartphones until they were 14 years old and wish they had done it later. Melinda Gates has been outspoken about wanting to be an ally for all moms and dads.
We have to be on top of it as parents so they have real conversations with people and they can empathize with others and not just be online on their phones.
How you love that? Russian billionaire Yuri Milner, he's been campaigning for the Internet of Things as a way to connect mankind with the Internet for a new collective consciousness. Yes, we've heard that many times. We have to all be connected in the global conscious grid. Now, who's he working with? Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Of course he is, right? Of course Zuckerberg's in on it. They're him, Zuckerberg and Yuri Milner, the Russian billionaire, they're looking to find alien life forms. And you can also hear a very curious prediction he has for mankind. He says, the emergence of the global brain, which consists of all the humans connected to each other and to the machine and interacting in a very unique and profound way, creating an intelligence that does not belong to any single human being or computer. Now, if you pay attention to the leaders of the world, we see this pattern of instilling a new form of life as digital consciousness takes us down many paths of the occult doctrine. And I'm going to finish this off summing it up with the same quote I had from the first episode, because I think it's very, very important. And I heard it from Joe Rogan, okay? Joe Rogan is much smarter, much better podcast than this. But futurist philosopher Marshall McLuhan, in his 1964 book, Understanding Media, The Extensions of Man, said, man becomes, as it were, the sex organs of the machine world, as the bee of the plant world, enabling it to fecundate. Fecundate? You know what that word means? It means fertilize. So it's, man is as the bee of the plant world, enabling it to fertilize and to evolve ever new forms. We're here to see the next form, is what he's saying. He says, the machine world reciprocates man's love by expediting his wishes and desires, namely, in providing him with wealth. So there you have it. You choose your path. You choose what to do, but please don't get too anxious about it. It might kill us all. What are you going to do? You got to go down with the ship sometimes, or maybe you fight it. Maybe you call your local politician and tell them to chill with the 5G nonsense in your neighborhood. I don't know. You make your best choice here. The idea here is that they're promoting it, they're pushing it, and ultimately, I believe, it's all part of the transhuman agenda to evolve man by saturating man in the EMF radiation, the bath of the Illuminati, if you want to consider it that. So, make of that what you will. And until next time, keep watching.